This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, indeed, it's time for us to talk about talk here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague and friend, mentor, and expert, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the expert in talking about talk. Whenever there's talk about talk, they want to talk to the expert on talk. That's Michael Harrison, who's here to talk about talk.
Sounds like there's a tongue twister in there.
Yes, there is. Right. All right, so my friend, you're going to go through the charts for the week of October 31st to November 4th for us, please.
Okay, this is the part where I talk. So at number 10, we have a tie between abortion and LGBTQ rights. At number 9, we have race relations, immigration, and anti-Semitism. At number 8, crime and homelessness. At number 7, COVID-19 and other health issues. At number 6, all kinds of big tech stuff and the activities of the big twit, Elon Musk. At number 5, Russia, Ukraine war tied with the Brazilian election and foreign affairs. And then there is also the Israeli election. So the boys are back in town, some old faces presidential offices or prime minister positions.
We always like talking about the interview you and I did.
Oh, yeah.
Netanyahu in his closet.
I'm glad he's back just for that story to have new currency.
Yes, right. Exactly. You
know? Yeah. I always root for guys I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
That can get you in a lot of trouble because we know a lot of scoundrels.
Yeah, we do.
At number 4, Trump's legal issues. At number 3, Pelosi's home invasion. At number 2, the economy and the Fed rate hike. And number 1, politics in the midterm elections. So we're getting close to the midterms. And matter of fact, next time we meet, they'll have already been done.
Yes.
We'll be talking about how
either... Be number 1 again, probably.
Yeah, the aftermath. And we'll talk about how either the polls are either correct or incorrect.
Uh-huh.
On our people survey, we have a whole bunch of characters. Elon Musk at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Paul and Nancy Pelosi at 8, Jay Powell at 7, J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan tied at 6, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at 5, Mark Kelly and Blake Masters at 4, Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and there's a snapshot of the talk of the week.
What about Elon Musk? Number 10 on the people list. The staff at Twitter says that they were locked out of their company, their email accounts shut off, just before all of the layoffs, the evening before. So what does that say about Musk? He's interested, apparently, in running this company himself.
Mm-hmm.
And is going to... One of the people that I know, and you know well, in the talk radio world, Jennifer Horn, who works on the accompanying hour to our countdown show, she's doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles, said the day after Twitter officials were fired... And Musk actually took over, her number of followers on Twitter increased by 2,000 in a day. What does that tell you about what was going on there? Is there a throttle on some of these social media sites?
Of course there's a throttle.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Internet was supposed to clear up all the confusion about the inaccuracy of ratings. Back in the day of over-the-air ratings or newspaper circulations or box office or record company reports, you know, the different ways we make charts. But the Internet has done exactly the opposite. It's created ratings that are more suspect, I'm being kind.
Yes.
Metrics, we call them now, than we've ever seen before. This one has 2 million followers, and this one... Give me a break. It's so... ripe for fraud, that it's disgusting.
Yep, it is. And there are a lot of things being said by a lot of politicians that are pretty disgusting as well. The business, the number nine on the countdown and the focus on anti-Semitism, pretty troubling. I see this as something that, you know, there's a FBI warning this weekend as we're doing this program. Office in Newark has urged the synagogues in New Jersey to take all security precautions to, I'm reading from the FBI's press release, take all security precautions to protect your community and facility this weekend. But they're not saying why. They don't know, or they probably do know, but they aren't saying who made the threats against them and what is going on right now that seems to be bringing this back up to the surface, Michael. I guess that's one of the things that I would wonder. Again, this is number nine on the countdown story list.
Well, anti-Semitism always comes and goes, and it's always there. It's always either prevalent or just beneath the surface. And the discussion about why that is and how that is a very complex one. But I would say a couple of the things that are fueling the discussion about anti-Semitism, aside from that very provocative story you just told us about New Jersey, mm-hmm. is Kanye West and his seeming habit of embracing Adolf Hitler that now is being revealed to have gone back for years. Yeah. He's a fan of Hitler. And Kyrie Irving, a major basketball star with the Brooklyn Nets,
was suspended
for five games for reportedly supporting a movie and a book that contain anti-Semitic themes, and he refused to apologize or to mention it or talk about it or come clean, and he eventually did. But those kinds of things are troubling. Believe it or not, Kanye West, Ye, as he likes to be called now, is, in spite of the fact that many people think of him as one of these high-profile buffoons because of his connection with the Kardashians, and he's actually very influential. And he's not stupid. He may have some, you know, emotional issues, you know, but he's not to be taken lightly. And he is doing a lot of damage out there in terms of riling up anti-Semitism. So that's why we're talking.
The pockets don't even, it's not small anymore. People don't like blacks because they're black. They don't like Jews because they're Jewish. They don't like this person. The Republicans don't like the Democrats. It's like we all have lists, or it seems I don't, but many people do have lists of people they won't associate with because of something that is different about them than them. They don't trust them. They don't, whatever it is. Where does that start?
Some people are scapegoats. Some people are judged by the characteristics of, you know, every group has characteristics, but no group should be judged as a group. we learn that time after time.
What a great symbol. let's say that again.
The groups do have characteristics, and you can focus on them, you can make fun of them, you can jokes about them, you can stereotype them, but when you really look at it, that's a terrible thing to do, and you cannot judge a group as a group. You have to judge people as individuals, and otherwise it leads to all kinds of problems. And everybody has a reason why they don't like some group. They could have been brainwashed by their parents, which is mostly where it starts.
Yes.
It's brainwashing. Yeah. You know, back to there's an old Rodgers and Hammerstein song from South Pacific, an old play, a musical that really is a powerful song. It's called You've Got to Be Taught. And basically the theme of it is you've got to be taught to be a hater.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come
naturally.
No one's born a hater. You're taught. And when you think about the brainwashing that starts at the home, you know, religion, nationality, hates, loves, all this stuff. I mean, you can't replace the parents. You can't replace the family. That would be worse. I mean, you can't have the government control what children learn. But you ask, where does it start? It starts with parents. It starts with the home. It starts with the indoctrination that we humans get from birth. and where we happen to be, you know, by the luck of the draw, born into.
Yeah.
I mean, would most people be the religion that they are if they weren't born into it?
Probably not. No, probably not. So let me take this one step further. The Madison Children's Museum this week fired a Wisconsin man because he wore an Adolf Hitler costume over Halloween. Mm. What they found out after the fact, after they fired him, was he had some kind of disability and a learning disability, and apparently was given this costume by somebody as a prank. He didn't know who Hitler was, so he was fired. It would seem to me that makes a mockery of the real meaning behind not wanting to have any Nazi stuff around.
I'm sure that once the truth comes out, they'll reverse that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a misunderstanding, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And the person the person who set him up is the culprit there.
I remember a couple of years ago, there was a teacher who was suspended after she allowed one of her students to dress as Hitler in a school event. And you wonder, okay, is it allow? Is that the, did she encourage? Sometimes this stuff goes too far, I think.
This stuff lends itself to overreaction and misunderstanding, and it all depends on the context. I mean, look at the motion picture and then the Broadway musical Back to Broadway again of the producers and the mock musical that they created so as to ensure that they have a flop. You know, called Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
and it wound up being a success because it was so outrageously funny.
It was crazy, yeah. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. Lots to think about and talk about on the countdown, 18 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy, sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen going through, not necessarily just by the numbers, we're going through the items that seem to pique our interest. That's one of the things that we do. We don't follow necessarily a schedule of things. We've been talking off the air, frankly, a lot about Elon Musk and what he is about and what he isn't about. Here's something that we're talking about, personal privacy or the personal rights or whatever. There was something that came out this week, and this is, I think, from the crime department. So I put it under number 8 on the story list this week, Michael. Senator Ron Wyden said that the personal data of over half of people living in America has been given to law enforcement and intelligence agencies without any oversight. So law enforcement has info on half the people, over 150 million Americans, have their data scrutinized by law enforcement under what circumstance, under what guise? So that we're, I mean, this information, this is also where the government gets out of control.
Security.
Oh, God, yes, yeah. Right. So is that appropriate?
No. Well, of course it's not appropriate. I've said 100 times over the course of the decades on this program, as we go deeper into the 21st century, we are going to run out of clean water. We're going to run out of time. Mm-hmm. We're going to have enough time to do everything we need to do. And we're going to run out of privacy. And the privacy genie is out of the lamp. You know, you can't get that toothpaste back in the tube. I don't know how we're ever going to get our privacy back as long as we have this dependency on high tech that we all enjoy. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't be surprised if 100% of our information is available to one or another law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 2 on the list, I'm bouncing around a little bit here, the economy. Rate hike. Apparently, this weekend, Democrats are trying to find a way to avert yet another shutdown, another government showdown. Democrats and Republicans do not agree on where to spend money. This has happened. Has there been a budget in recent memory? I think we ask this question frequently. The budget, I don't think there's been a budget since Bill Clinton was president.
It's just Bill Clinton, which is ironic that Bill Clinton is a Democrat And, you know, quite often the Democrats run more balanced budgets than the Republicans.
When he left, there was no debt. Zero. Yeah. George Bush came in and started the war in Iraq. That got us $3 trillion in debt. And that was only in,
Reagan
that
also
was
got
20
us in
some
debt.
Odd years ago.
Huh? Reagan got us in debt. Nixon got us out of debt. But he was very liberal. You know, Nixon was a liberal, and Kennedy was a conservative.
Yeah.
And both did very well if you didn't look at the personalities or aspects of them. You know, had Nixon not been such a jerk, he would have been a great president. It's
well, they say that about Trump, right?
You know.
Doesn't the same thing apply, really?
You know,
when you get down to brass tacks?
Kennedy was extremely conservative. Lyndon Johnson, who came in as a conservative, was extremely liberal.
Yeah.
Until he got sucked into the war. Had he never gotten into the war, Johnson would have been maybe the greatest president of all time. But the point I'm driving at is you can't judge a book by its cover in terms of politicians. The words liberal and conservative flip-flop all the time, and they're bastardized.
Yeah.
It's the Republican Party was the party that freed the slaves.
Yeah, there it is. Bingo. How times change, right? 28 after, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some, today will be their last day at the social media giant as layoffs begin. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week by a man illegally in our country. The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Only now, and now we're continuing our focus on the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week are published every week at talkers.com, also on gooddayshow.com. We're going through, not necessarily in order, but things that seem to stand out, that are crying for some conversation. I often say to Michael, when the world is okay when there's a sports item on the countdown. If there's at least one sports thing, okay, there's hope.
Well, and Kyrie Irving is,
I suppose,
sports
that's
thing.
Sports.
Yeah. Not talking about good, like who's winning and who's losing.
Right now, the World Series is going on, and if this were any other time but the now, in other words, if we were living in the then. Yeah. World Series took over everybody's thinking. Kids didn't go to school. First of all, they didn't play the games at night. They played them during the day when children could see them. And then, of course, at school, sometimes an enlightened principal will bring a TV into the auditorium and everybody would watch if the home team was in it. And kids were listening to their transistor radios with those little earplugs that were the forerunners of today's earbuds. But now, baseball's no big deal unless you live in Philadelphia or Houston.
Yeah. And people don't like Houston because they still remember when they cheated.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of booing going on. Maybe maybe it's appropriate to a certain extent anyway, but it's nice to have some focus. One of the things, number seven this week, the COVID story as we continue, Pfizer has launched a trial of combined vaccines that are supposed to prevent the seasonal flu and COVID-19 together. Because the stats on COVID-19 going back up again, and the seasonal flu tracker suggests that flu will be much more of a problem this year than it has been the past couple of years. So that brings us around to asking everybody whether you are going to get this shot. Will you get this shot, Michael? Yeah.
No, I have not gotten that shot. I mean, I have my yearly physical, at which point, usually in December, at which point the doctor and his nurses gang up on me and don't let me leave if I don't get a flu shot. They really work me over. I don't want a flu shot. What do you mean you're not going to have a flu shot? And then there's, as you walk down the hallway, if you get past him, a group of nurses jump out from the nursing station and say, "You're getting a flu shot." So I have succumbed.
Like it or not.
I've succumbed over the last few years to that. I've had my I've had a couple of vaccines. I've had a couple of boosters, and now I'm watching very carefully. In fact, I was just talking to a doctor the other day who swore by them, said that they're great. And then you talk to another doctor, and they tell you that these vaccines could be causing all kinds of things, from fatigue I don't know. I think you have to just know your own physiology, go with your own experience, and understand that doctors are human and they're just there to help you come to decisions. You can't make it through this life if you're stupid. And, of course, you can't be happy if you're smart. Ignorance is bliss. So you have to choose to either be stupid and happy or smart and unhappy. But there's a balance to that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So number three on the story list is the home invasion at the Pelosi's, and where that all is. He's been released from the hospital. The attacker is in jail. More security. Every single newspaper, every single television story has had a picture of their home. How would they ever get privacy again when everybody is looking at a picture of their home in San Francisco?
Move.
Right? Yeah, move to another place. Yeah.
That's all. But, I mean, the fact that, that the Pelosi's could have a home invasion really sends chills, you know, down your spine. It's it's extremely disturbing. Yeah. Just like that story years ago when emotionally disturbed man made his way to the Queen's bedside.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it makes you worry when you turn out the lights at night and you go to sleep, you know. What's going on out there?
Remember that old song
from Jay
and the American?
Yeah, it's a disturbing story.
The old song from Jay and the Americans, "Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key Now."
Yeah, dum dooby dum dooby dum.
Dum dooby dum, yes, right. Okay, let's see what else we can sink our teeth into here. Donald Trump, number two on the list of people being discussed. There's a New York judge this week who chided the defense team, Trump's defense team, for failing to submit any evidence at all. The quote was, quote, "an iota of evidence that would rebut allegations of fraud." Supposedly, he has defrauded business associates of $200 million, and that includes overvaluing his assets, apartment houses and stuff, so he could borrow more money against them. That doesn't sound like it's illegal. It just sounds like the people in the bank are stupid.
It's against the law to lie on credit applications.
Right.
It's against the law to lie to the FBI. It's against the law to lie in court. It's against the law to lie to the IRS. So some of these things are, crimes if, in fact, they are able to indict Trump or take it all the way.
Yeah.
There's great questions as to whether, because of Trump's unique position within the American psyche and the fact that he has so many followers and the fact that he is a viable candidate and that he is without any kind of restraint in terms of what he says and does, that he's a force to be reckoned with, even though they've got him on a number of legal issues and others are trumped up, no pun intended.
Yeah.
This is a very big issue, and it's a problem. He probably will be a Teflon individual and get away with all of it. As to whether he'll be president again, I don't know.
The economy, number two, the number of homes being sold. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real estate person last night about who's buying the homes. Are they borrowing the money or do they have cash?
Well, apparently, cash, they're probably from another country.
Well, no, apparently, again, I guess you look at the source here. Mortgage rates are at a 20-year high, but most people who are buying homes right now are paying cash. So that tells you that they're older, they're probably white, and they probably are retired with a healthy stipend. There are a lot of people that are living in rich zip codes. Affluent zip code is probably a better way to put it, who are downsizing, selling their homes in the Boston area. There are communities like Wayland, Weston, Newton. The average home is $4 or $5 million. All the kids are gone, so they sell a house and they go buy a new house for $2 million. It's half the size, but it's cash, not borrowing money. Because who wants to borrow money at the interest rate that now is prevalent, right?
Well, the higher the interest rate, the harder it is to confidently or comfortably borrow money.
Yeah.
What right. A lot of people don't realize, you know, they think I paid $150,000 for my house and I have a 20-year mortgage. And then they sell the house after 20 years for $160,000 and they made $10,000. Actually, they paid $300,000 for the house when you count interest. Right. Why do we play games? We lie to ourselves with fuzzy math. Even though we know in our gut that doesn't feel right, when you take a loan for a house, you're paying a lot more money for that house than you realize.
Yep.
So therefore, it's smart in many ways, if you can afford it, to park your money in a house and avoid the interest rates.
Yeah.
But people have different approaches to that, so you know I don't want to go too deep into my own ignorance.
No, I don't think you're
by talking
you're
about
right.
it, but the yeah. but the general the basic broad strokes of it is, don't think just because you have credit and you can get in a loan that you're getting a deal. The banks haven't gotten to where they are because they're altruistic.
No, number eight this week on our countdown is about crime. I'd like to tie it to Halloween. The mayor of a town in Oregon arrested for attempted murder following a road rage incident on Halloween that left him firing gunshots at a family in a car, four people in a car. He apparently wasn't satisfied that they moved fast enough at a light, so he bumped them, pushed them with his car. This is on Halloween night. The family was out doing trick-or-treating. They were traveling from one place to another. They were in their Halloween costumes. And so the mayor and his SUV pulled up behind them, and apparently, who knows what went on, bumped the car, got angry. So he gets out his gun, and he starts shooting at the car. Hmm. How do you like that? Happy Halloween. Hmm. Here's another one.
Boy, there's a lot of societal ills tied up in that story.
Yeah,
I don't even where. How do you unpack that one?
Here's another one.
I hate trick or treating, by the way.
And here's one that adds up to that. Three Oregon families found razor blades in their children's candy on trick or treat night. This is Eugene, Oregon. A lot of people listening to this program in Eugene, Oregon, as a matter of fact. So how does it get to a point where somebody is that sick that they do this to youngsters who are trick-or-treating? And it's been going on for a long time. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because...
Well, maybe you should have brought it up. Maybe it's not even true. It's such an old theme, you know. The old lady down the block puts razor blades in the apples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember that when I was a kid. Do you remember that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There was no old lady down the block, and there were no razor blades in the apples. But that's like sort of a meme or a trope.
Yeah.
A couple of words that are floating around these
words.
Days.
That's a trope.
From Halloween.
Are they woke?
Yes. Oh, they've been woke. They're woke. So woke they're in a fantasy.
All right, 46 after. What's on the MH interview at talkers.com after this?
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know, one of the things that happens here on the Countdown Show, when you have gone through most everything and think, okay, we've covered everything, there's probably, because of the amount of money spent, I saw a figure, I don't think I was relating it to the ladies who were on the Countdown Review that we do that accompanies the show. The amount of money spent this year, did you and I talk about that? Or was it them? I can't remember. $197 billion or some unbelievable amount of money has been spent.
On what?
On midterm elections. Buying commercials.
It's good for the media. It provides an extra burst of income.
Yeah.
There's a whole industry surrounding elections, so that money does go from one hand to another in its circulation. But
yeah,
it just shows you how corrupt and the power of money in setting policy and why special interests will spend that much money, you know, on jobs that only pay $120,000 a year.
Yeah.
Why do they spend, you know? Well, that's the power that comes with it. And isn't it interesting how most politicians, when they retire, they're wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Way wealthier than their incomes would have indicated.
And nobody asks the question, hey, how'd you get that money?
No.
Yeah.
They dodge it. They dodge it. I had a lot of speaking engagements, and I wrote a book. I mean, even Bernie Sanders is a millionaire.
Of course. All right. So next week, I'm sure focus number one will be the elections again, the results. Michael Harrison will be here, as usual. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Like the Honeymooners, is it?
That is the Honeymooners, Doug.
See how good my memory is?
Oh, getting better.
You and I didn't even talk about what was coming up musically. All right, so what are we? This is like every day having trailers.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know how you know you're doing the show a long time? Because Art Carney was born on this day. He was born November 4th, 1918. He would have been 104 years old. 104 years old, Art Carney. Co-starred with Jackie Gleason, one of the most classic sitcoms of all time, The Honeymooners, which I wound up watching, obviously not in his first run, but late at night, I think it was 11:30, WPIX Channel 11 out of New York. I lived in Brooklyn. I watched all the Honeymooners episodes. That was followed by The Twilight Zone at midnight. So I wound up discovering The Honeymooners and Twilight Zone back-to-back on WPIX Channel 11 out of New York when I was a kid. But I liked Art Carney. I thought he was really good. I remember my mother taking me to see a movie called Harry and Tonto in the 1970s, which he won an Oscar for Best Actor. Terrific in that film. And, of course, he did one of the classic Twilight Zone episodes called The Night of the Meek, where he played Santa. Very profound, really well-scripted 20-minute television episode of the Twilight Zone. I was a fan, Art Carney.
I know you were. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, what's coming out this weekend that we will be excited about, if anything?
Can you use a different word than excited? There's only one real movie that's getting a semi-wide release. It's called Armageddon Time, a coming-of-age story with Anne Hathaway. Anthony Hopkins and Jessica Chastain. I don't see this making much of a dent at the box office. And I got to tell you, Doug, in the state of movies right now and the climate we're living in, if you want people to go to a movie theater, please don't name it Armageddon Time. I mean, I can't think of a worse title of a movie. Hey, honey, let's go to the movies. What do you want to see?
Armageddon.
I just don't see it working.
No, not
smart.
But
we'll see.
I agree with you. The Disney Company and Robert Lopez being taken to court by a songwriter that says the soundtrack from Frozen 2 was stolen from him. So what do you, this happens?
Disney suits all the time. Listen, 99.9% full on deaf ears. We'll see where that goes. Ask me what I'm doing this weekend, Doug.
What are you doing this weekend, Chuck?
Okay, at the theater I'm involved in, the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, we're going to screen Kevin Smith's Clerks 3. And the Saturday night showing at 8 o'clock, I invited the star of the film, Brian O'Halloran, down to the theater. And he's going to come down, and I'm going to do a we're going to introduce it to the crowd, and then I'm going to do a question and answer after the movie. So I'm looking forward to it. I've met Brian a few times. He's a super nice guy. So Clerks 3, Pocono Cinema, East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, 8 o'clock. If you're in the area, I'll be there.
So Kevin Spacey is being honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award in acting and teaching by the Italian Film Museum.
The timing's a little awkward, but I guess it is what it is.
He's out of the court case.
The guy was a great actor.
But he's the last court case he had. He was found not guilty.
Yeah.
So it's the second time that's happened. One wonders if there isn't more to the story, frankly. Peacock, streaming the Hallmark Channel. What do you make of that? All those Christmas movies?
I think it's a good business move.
Yeah. Well, for both of them, right? For Hallmark.
Yes.
And Peacock is... I saw Peacock has 400 million.
The reality is those movies are simplistic, and they're basically repetitive, but they're effective, and they work.
Yeah. Same old thing, right?
Yes,
over and over again?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with
Hallmark.
That.
Hallmark. So are they already playing those holiday movies on Hallmark Channel now, aren't they?
They are. Yes.
Yeah.
In the mood.
Yeah. Am I in the mood for...
Yes. For Christmas, Doug. For Christmas.
I'm not in the mood for Christmas. No. Thank you. Are you? I'm in the mood for love, but that's simply
you.
Be...
I'm just getting over Halloween, so we'll see.
Well, but the Christmas music on radio stations all over the place. You can see a lot of promotions for Christmas.
I don't know if you heard. There's a lot of money in Christmas. A lot of money.
I did hear that. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, okay.
We have to get through Thanksgiving first, though. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with discussions of ancillary things as well, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.